Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
For the second Tuesday in a row, Parliament began the week by mourning the deaths of New Zealand soldiers in Afghanistan. Eulogies for three personnel killed while on patrol in Bamiyan province were led by the Prime Minister, John Key.
Bamiyan is a better place for Luke Tamatia, Jacinda Baker and Richard Harris having been there. We are proud of them, we mourn them and we wish that they rest in peace.
Mr. Key was followed by tributes from other party leaders before questions included this one for him from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Will he recommit the provincial reconstruction team to Bamiyan province in Afghanistan when the current deployment ends in October? If so, why?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, I've been clear that the withdrawal of the PRT from Bamiyan will take place in 2013. We're continuing to work on dates for that, although it's likely to be around April. If the member is asking whether the present rotation will be replaced with another when their rotation ends, then the answer is yes.
Although the Greens' request for an urgent debate on Afghanistan was rejected by the Speaker, then vetoed by the government, Russell Norman used his five-minute slot in Wednesday's general debate to outline his party's position.
Tragic events mean that we must once again look at what we're doing in Afghanistan and how our military serving in Bamiyan province can be brought home safely. Now, many other parliaments debate these kind of military deployments on a regular basis. The German parliament debates it every year. And so we think it's important that New Zealand should have this debate. We were very disappointed that the government blocked having a debate on this issue yesterday and that the Speaker didn't give an urgent debate on this issue yesterday.
Next day, the government ensured there was no chance for an urgent debate on reports from the Privacy Commissioner and the Auditor General on their investigations into ACC's handling of the Bronwyn Puller affair. Applications for snap debates have to be in at least an hour before the sitting starts. As the reports were published at 2 on Thursday, that also limited the opposition's scope for questions, although there was one from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
In light of the Privacy Commissioner's comment that the ACC culture change has to start at the top, what action has she taken to plug the leaks from her office?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr. Speaker, there are no leaks from my office, as that member well knows.
ACC Minister Judith Collins, who's taking a defamation action against Mr. Mallard over allegations he made about leaked information. Meanwhile, another damaging leak on Thursday had Gerry Brownlee ducking for cover when Labour's transport spokesman Phil Twyford quizzed him about a leaked report detailing cuts to KiwiRail's maintenance program.
Mr. Speaker, I don't know where the member got those stats from. What I would urge him to do is to identify where he got them from and who he got them from.
That became evident as Mr. Twyford persisted with his questioning.
Is he satisfied that the board of KiwiRail acted appropriately in trying to cover up information on the cuts to network maintenance by taking out an injunction against the news media publishing the contents of this report?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Yes, absolutely, because the media outlet who wanted to publish an opinion about that document, were going to do so in a most irresponsible way.
Order.
A request then from Labour's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to table the Infrastructure and Engineering Business Plan 2013-2015 of KiwiRail.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection?
There was, from Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, you cannot ask the House to grant leave to circumvent a court injunction.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
But Trevor Mallard said the injunction was quite specific.
It only applies to one radio station. It does not apply to me and it does not apply to the House.
The Speaker agreed.
It's my feeling that it would be inappropriate for me to refuse the House the opportunity to decide whether or not it wishes to grant leave for the document. So I will put it to the House. Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection? There is objection. Point of order, the Honourable Trevor Mallard.
A final request from Mr. Mallard.
I seek leave to table the executive summary, and outcomes section of the Infrastructure and Engineering Business Plan.
Leave is sought to table just the executive summary and outcomes from the report as a document. Is there any objection to that course of action? There is objection.
Expect more on that next week, along with ACC and a long-awaited and complicated debate on liquor law reform. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.